Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Talk to the person listening who realizes as they're listening right now that in their pain, they've made some pretty harsh declarations about their life, their story, their glory of what God sees, and how do they untangle that?
Well, yeah, I love the way you put it, and that is, you know, the moment you've got significant wounds, and that could have been a year ago or 40 years ago, likely we came to some kind of self-protective vow or structure that gave us some level of control, helped us ameliorate at least a part of the pain. I hate men. I will never trust another man again. Well, no surprise that comes out of the mouth of a woman who's been betrayed by a husband who had several affairs. But now she's married. I'm speaking of an actual person. She's married, but she can't trust her husband, not just because of another man's unfaithfulness, but in some ways because she's allowed that part of her heart to be given over to the dark one who is now constantly messaging, you can't trust. What do you think he was doing? He didn't make a phone call to let you know where he was. What do you think he's doing? So that kind of quibbling, niggling, I don't think it's just her own fear. I think ultimately as well it's the evil one. So part of what needs to be done is, will we actually step into the story of the wound and the wounds and allow ourselves to actually talk about them? I mean, one of the things we've found with neuroscience is that what we know is PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder, one of the primary ways by which it's addressed and the effects of it begun to be alleviated is by willingness to tell the story to a trusted person. So I would say, first of all, you're probably not going to get real clarity about the vows that you've made 30, 40 years ago, until you let that story be told in a way in which you allow your heart to be gripped by it. I think because of the ascension, we're given power to be able to loosen on this earth what we would wish to be loosened in heaven, and bound on this earth that we wish to see bound in heaven, just by our words. So literally, formally, breaking the vow, well, literally gives back that terrain. It kicks the squatters out and gives back the terrain to your own heart.